My name is Lucy. I am 12 years old. Today is December 6th, and I am speaking with my mom, Lisa Nagel. We are recording this interview in Annapolis, Maryland. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was a happy child, and I liked to play outside all the time and be outside all the time. I liked to read books outside. I had a creek in the back of my house, and I used to take my books and go and find a tree near the creek to sit and read.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
One of the most difficult moments in my life? I think that one of the scariest moments in my life was when I went to get you in Vietnam, and I was driving in a car with the driver who was taking me to your center to get you. And we drove out of the city in northern Vietnam, and I was in the back seat. I saw the sign that said Tan Ba, which was your town, and we kept going straight, and I didn't understand why. And then I realized that the man who was giving directions fell asleep next to the driver. So we drove into the mountains far away from where you were. And the most difficult thing was me worrying that I wouldn't get to my sweet little baby on time. But then they put the car on a boat, and the boat crossed the Red River, and I got to your center, and I was so worried that something would go wrong. The director took me in to where you were sleeping, and you were laying on your back with a little baby snore.
Tell me about a teacher or another adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
The teacher that had the biggest impact on my life was Sister Miriam Joseph. I had her in the fourth grade, and Sister Miriam Joseph was really a big thinker, and she loved art, and everything that we did in class, we got to do with projects, so that was really fun. I remember making a building out of toothpicks, and I remember making stained glass windows. She also had us draw beautiful pictures from works of art and told us all about the artists. The best thing about Sister Miriam Joseph was she really knew each child, and when children would get into conflicts, she would help solve them, and she would ask you how you felt and make friends feel better. So she was a big influence on me and why I became a teacher.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Well, of course, the most positive things that shaped my life were bringing you and your sister Valerie into Awa and my life. That was the best. So that really shaped it. It's makes me happy every single day. The negative things that shape my life are times where I wish I had some success and I haven't. I've had some failures, or I've made mistakes. I've learned a lot from those because they help me be a better person at home and with my family and also at work. So those are the things.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories is just simply being in the backyard with you and your sister and Awa and burning fires, making bonfires. I remember one time you were little and we were making a bonfire and we had Adirondack chairs, and this was before you got shy and older, and I had music playing, and you stood on the Adirondack chair, and you danced. That's a happy memory for me.
Okay. What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
Personally, of course, I am proudest of my family and my two amazing girls, Lucy and Valerie. I'm also proud of how our family acts together and cares for each other. So that's what I'm most proud of personally. And professionally, I'm most proud of all of the wonderful people that I've helped put together at St. Anne's School and bringing them in and the phenomenal work they do as teachers to teach and learn with students every day. They're terrific, and the work at the school is awesome.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life? I can name a couple.
I'm ready. Are you ready? It's going? Okay. There are so many dumb things, but the dumbest thing I ever did was I was walking up the side of a cliff in New Hampshire, and I was with Awa and my friend Felice. We were walking up, and the cliff was near a rocky, what underneath the cliff was a rocky bed and a creek. The cliff was framed by pine trees, and it was so beautiful. We looked up ahead as we climbed up this side of this hill, and everyone said, maybe we should stop and make sure we have the right path. I said, no, I will go ahead and check out the path and make sure it's safe. The dumbest thing was I was wearing flip-flops and not hiking boots or even tennis shoes. So I walked up ahead of Emily and Felice, and my foot caught on these long pine needles, or it slipped, my flip-flop on the long pine needles. All of a sudden, one leg went over the side of the cliff, and then the other leg went over the side of the cliff. And I fell all the way to the rocky bed at the creek. As I was falling, I caught onto the edge of the cliff where it was, there were branches and limbs and things. I was like a cat going down the side of the cliff, like, and I could hear it all happening. And then I hit this big rock and I went, oof.
That's funny. Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
Here are two things I've never told you that I can tell you. One is, when I'm always yelling at you to be nice to your sister, or not yelling, but telling you to be nice to your sister.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Keep going.
Is it going?
Oh, my.
And when I was little, I used to chase Uncle Ray, your brother, around.
He's not my brother.
I mean, oh yeah, you better redo this. So the two things I've never told you that I can tell you. One, I'm always telling you to be nice to your sister and don't call her names and don't yell at her and don't hit her. And yet, when I was your age, maybe a little bit younger, I had Uncle Ray as my brother, not your brother, but my brother, I used to chase him around. He had a very loud mouth, and so I used to call him Foghorn. And once, I even hit him. The other thing is, what was the other thing I wanted to tell you? Oh, I forget. We'll have to save it for later.
You sure? Let's go again.
Nope.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
The advice I'd give to my teenage self is take more risks and try more things that I thought I was afraid of, but just do it and don't be so fearful of taking a risk or being wrong or doing something that is not what you think is something you would typically do.
Do you have any regrets?
That's it. I have no regrets.
Oh my.